These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Hilary, I'm 40, a marketing officer from Arbroath.
I'm Adam, I'm 37, an account manager from Essex.
I'm Jack, I'm 21, a railway project management assistant from Rochdale.
I'm Eileen, I'm 52, a retired senior nurse from Middlesbrough.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But, as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is immediately put out of the game. They make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of the total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Hilary. Welcome to the show, Hilary.
Thanks, Brad.
Now, you're from Arbroath.
I am.
What do you do there?
I'm a marketing officer for the local council, so I market tourism and food and drink for the area.
Is there any tourism in Arbroath?
There is indeed, and certainly on the food and drink side of things, Arbroath, where I come from, is famous for the Arbroath smoky.
OK, what's an Arbroath smoky?
It's a kind of smoked fish that you can only get in Arbroath.
What type of smoked fish is it? Is it a haddock? Is it a salmon?
It's a haddock.
So smoked haddock anywhere else is not smoked haddock?
No, it's smoked specially over barrels, and that's what makes it an Arbroath smoky.
OK, and if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd like to take my boyfriend Eric to San Francisco. It's supposed to be a beautiful city, and I like America. I've been to a few other American cities, and I'd really like to go there.
Hilary, let's get you and Derek off to San Francisco. Should we do that?
Yes.
I wish you well. This is the cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good luck. The time starts now. An alert person is said to be bright-eyed and bushy-what?
Tailed.
Correct. What number is XXV in Roman numerals?
25.
Correct. Love's Got a Hold on My Heart was a hit in 99 for which pop group?
Pass.
Steps. Francis Drake started and ended his round the world voyage in what port city?
Plymouth.
Correct. What animal in Hugh Lofting's Dr. Dolittle books is a gazelle unicorn cross?
Pass.
Push me, pull you. The first two letters of the computer abbreviation HTTP stand for what word?
Pass.
Hypertext. In baking, something described as candied has been coated in what?
Sugar.
Correct. Which sitcom title character lived in Seattle's Elliott Bay Towers?
Frasier.
Correct. Which mythical hero trapped the Erymanthian boar as one of his labours?
Hercules.
Correct. Which film character says, Toto, I've a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore?
Dorothy.
Correct. Which queen protested against the sale of Jumbo the Elephant to P.T. Barnum? Would have been Queen Victoria. Great start, though, Hilary. £7,000. Excellent. Happy with that?
Yes.
Time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the governess, Anne Hegarty? So hard, she doesn't have bats in her belfry. She's got pterodactyls. Perhaps, though, it could be the dark destroyer, Sean Wallace. He's been offered Panto next Christmas. He's playing the lead in Baldy Locks and the Three Bears. Or could it be the Sinner, Paul Sinner? So clever, even his smartphone has a degree in nuclear physics. Or could it be the beast, Mark Lebed? His doctor has told him to watch his diet, so now he eats in front of a mirror. Who do you fancy taking on?
Anne.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, she's the kind of girl I'd like to go for a pint with.
It's time to bring on the chaser. No, it is not Anne. It is the doctor and stand-up comic. That is the Sinner. It is Paul Sinner.
Hello, Hilary.
Hi, Paul.
I'll tell you what, it was going to be Anne. She's running scared. That was superb. The game is set up already. Seat one is the smart one. Seats two, three and four are desperate for you to go high so they can ride on your coattails.
All right, let's see some money on the table. Three steps ahead of the chaser. That's where we always start. £7,000. You can change your starting position now, and if you wish to do so and take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you
a deservedly generous £2,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you
£30,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Eileen.
Get back, Hilary. I'd go for the seven if I was in your place.
Jack.
Great start, that, Hilary. I mean, seven's great. Think you're capable of 30. If you feel up to it, go for it.
Adam.
Play it safe. Get back here. Go for the seven.
Perfect, thank you. Two, seven, 30 grand. Hilary, what'll it be?
I think I'll stick with the seven, Brad.
Fine, seven it is. Thanks, chaser.
I think you'll regret that. Let's see.
Hilary, for £7,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which film takes its title from the wave formed when the sea's swell hits land jutting out from the coastline? A, Cape Fear. B, The Prince of Tides. C, Point Break. You've put Point Break.
Yeah, I don't know it.
Sounds right, though, doesn't it?
Does, it sounds plausible, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Educated guess.
Yeah. Correct answer is... Yeah, step closer to home. Well played. Point Break it is. Chase has put. Yeah, goes right with Point Break. Comes onto the table. Here's your next question. Which monarch supposedly told Lily Langtry, I've spent enough on you to buy a battleship? A, George V. B, George VI. Or C, Edward VII. You've put George V.
Yeah, I'm terrible at the monarchy. This is a complete stab in the dark.
Correct answer is... Bad luck. Edward VII it is. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... Yeah, it goes right there with the seventh. Very famous affair, of course.
Yeah, all you need to know about Edward VII is he's what the kids would today call a lad or a legend, such as his reputation for philandering.
Here's your next question. Peter Snow is famous for using what device on general election TV programmes? A, clapometer. B, a swingometer. C, electrometer. You've put... swingometer.
Yes, I know this one.
Correct answer is... Yeah, swingometer is right. Well played. Step close to home. Chase has put... Goes also right with swingometer. Here's next question. How many countries converted to the euro on the 1st of January 2002? A, 10. B, 11. C, 12. You've put... 12.
It's a guess. I couldn't name them. But why not?
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. 12 is right. Chase has put. Also goes with 12. Sticks with us. Two behind, but two from home.
Didn't know it. Glad to land a guess.
Here's the next question. In Olympic dressage events, civilian competitors have to wear what type of hat? A, a top hat. B, a bowler. C, a fez. You've put bowler.
I know it's not a fez. That would just look silly. So it's either bowler or top hat. And I've gone with bowler.
Correct answer is... top hat it is. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. He should get this. And does. Moves to within one. We are two from home. Here's your next question. The Tropic of Cancer does not pass through which of these large countries? A, China. B, India. C, Brazil. You've put Brazil.
Yeah, I always get Tropic of Cancer and Capricorn mixed up. I'm hoping that Cancer's the top one.
You've put Brazil to stay in the game. Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. One away with $7,000. Chase has put. Ooh. Also goes with Brazil. Sticks with us.
Brazil is the only country that has both the equator and a tropic going through it, but it's the Tropic of Capricorn, right, which is the southern one.
Thank you. Here's your next question. A split wine bottle is what fraction of a standard size bottle? Ooh. A, a quarter. B, a third. C, three quarters. Oof. You've put a third.
I enjoy drinking wine. Don't really know very much about it.
Oh, what have I done?
Oh, that's good news for us. Did you hear that? Oh, what have I done? Correct answer is we put a third. Correct answer is to go through. It's a quarter, staying where you are. If the chaser has put a quarter, we're out. I think he's made a mistake. Goes with three quarters. Lucky to get away with that. Here's your next question. What is the title of the theme tune used on the TV show The Apprentice? A, Montagues and Capulets. B, Macbeths and Macduffs. C, Lears and Gloucesters. You've put Montagues and Capulets.
Yep, I knew it was from Romeo and Juliet, so it makes sense that it's Montagues and Capulets.
If that's right, we are through. If it's wrong, we've got the chase and the chance to take us out. You've put Montagues and Capulets. The correct answer is... Well played. Very good. We're up, Ruth. Chaser.
Very well played, Hilary. I've missed a chance to knock you out of the game, but I'm going to try very hard not to let that frustrate me and starve you of support.
OK, Hilary. Well done, you. First player up and first player through. Excellent stuff. Chaser?
Eileen, Jack and Adam are absolutely delighted, but this is Hilary's game so far. You've got to step up to the plate and try and join in.
Next up to the plate, of course, is Adam. Welcome to the show, Adam.
Hello, Brad.
You're an account manager.
I work for a company that supplies grocery products into the UK food retail business.
Perfect. What do you do to relax?
I spend a lot of time with my son, William. He's 2 years old, and we've just had another one recently who's nearly 3 weeks.
Wow. New baby's name?
It's Charlie.
So, William and Charlie?
Yes.
Hoping for royal connections?
Somewhere along the line. They're family names.
Good for you. All right. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd like to take my family on holiday, give my little boy his first ride in a plane.
OK.
Yeah.
Good for you. All right. Adam, I wish you well. Your time starts now. Nicknamed the Bronx Bull, boxer Jake LaMotta was born in what city?
New York.
Correct. East Street was a charity crossover episode between EastEnders and what other soap?
Coronation Street.
Correct. Which Conservative delivered his first budget in June 2010?
David Cameron.
George Osborne. What type of American student society is named after the Latin for brother?
Fraternity.
Correct. One Direction sang the opening line in the 2014 version of what charity song?
Do they know it's Christmas?
Correct. At Seaside Cottage was a prequel featuring members of what Enid Blyton gang?
The Famous Five.
Secret Seven. Australian John Landy broke which man's mile world record in 1954?
Roger Bannister.
Correct. Caramel Cove and Minty Meadow are episodes of what puzzle video game?
Candy Crush.
Yes, I'll accept that. Which former Harry Potter actor played Carl in the film Charlie Countryman?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Rupert Grint. Very good, Adam. £6,000. Happy with that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Good stuff. It is now time to face the chaser.
Hello, Adam.
Hello, Paul.
For a man who's probably barely slept a wink for the last 3 weeks, that was an extraordinary performance. Very well done.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Let's put some money on the table. £6,000 if you wish to take a step closer to home. Chaser will offer you...
Not feeling as generous. £600.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
Or am I? £36,000.
Perfect. Have a chat with your team. Eileen.
You know, stick with the six. If we all get about £6,000, wouldn't that be great? Stick
Jack.
With the six.
Great cash builder again, Adam. But like I say, if you're feeling confident, no reason why I couldn't do the 36.
Hilary.
If you're feeling lucky, yeah. Go for it.
Thank you. £600, £6,000, £36,000. What's your choice?
I want to get back to the team for the final chase. I think I'll stick with the six.
Six is cool. OK, chaser.
I think we can see the tone of the team. Apart from Jack, of course. He's urging people to go high and will no doubt follow that lead when he plays here.
I think he will. All right, here we go. Adam for £6,000. The chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these Disney villains appeared first? A, Cruella de Vil, B, Sir Hiss, or C, Jafar? You've put Cruella de Vil.
Yeah, 101 Dalmatians.
OK. Correct answer is... Cruella de Vil is right. Well played. Step closer to home. Chase has put... Goes right with Cruella de Vil. Comes onto the table. Here's your next question. Which lingerie company is named after the horse who won the Phillies Triple Crown in 1904? A, Argent Provocateur, B, Pretty Polly, or C, Ultimo? You've put Argent Provocateur.
Yeah, sounds like a a horse's name. I'm not terribly familiar with different brands of lingerie, if I'm honest, but I went for the one that sounded most like the name of a horse.
Correct answer is... It is Pretty Polly. You're staying where you are. Chaser has put. Chaser gets it right. Moves to within two with four from home. Here's your next question. The Gas Safe Register replaced what organisation as the official registration scheme for installers? A, Beagle, B, Corgi, C, Poodle. You've put... Corgi.
Yes, my dad's was a British gas engineer for a number of years. I think that's it's quite a safe answer.
Correct answer is Corgi is correct. Step closer to home. Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right with Corgi. Remains the two behind with three from home. Here's your next question. Marge Simpson shares her maiden name with that of which First Lady? A, Eleanor Roosevelt. B, Hillary Clinton. C, Jackie Kennedy. You've put Hillary Clinton.
Marge's maiden name is Bouvier. I'm not sure.
Maiden
I'm
name.
Not sure where it came from. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying that Hillary's maiden name is Bouvier?
Yeah.
Okay. You've put Hillary Clinton. Correct answer is. Yeah, it's Kennedy. Jackie Bouvier Kennedy, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right with Jackie Kennedy.
Well, that's an interesting one because you did nearly all the hard work and then stumbled on the easiest bit, which is knowing that Jackie Kennedy's maiden name was Bouvier, which is probably a more well-known fact than Marge's maiden name.
Thank you. Good job I didn't go for the 36 grand we'd be out. With three from home, Chaser's one behind. Good luck, here's your question. Which Ian Fleming book title was inspired by the slogan of the De Beers Mining Company? A, From Russia With Love. B, Diamonds Are Forever. C, For Your Eyes Only. You've put Diamonds Are Forever. Gotta be, isn't it?
Yes, De Beers Diamonds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct answer is... Well played, Diamonds Are Forever. Yep, step closer to home, Chase has put. Goes right also with Diamonds Are Forever. Remains the one behind with two from home. Here's your next question. What are the young of a squirrel called? A, kittens. B, pups. C, squabs. You've put pups.
I've never heard the word squabs, if I'm honest.
Squabs a young pigeon.
Right, OK. I'm glad I didn't go for that. Yeah, a bit of a guess, I'm afraid, between A and B.
You've put pups. Correct answer is... Come on, pups. Oh, kittens, staying where you are. Think he knows it?
Probably.
Chaser has put. Got to be wrong to stay in the game. Has to go pups with us. Oh. Ouch.
I'm afraid I think you lost that on Jackie Bouvier Kennedy because you've done all the hard work there.
Oh, well. Adam, I'm sorry to say you have been caught and for you the chase is over. Thank you. Chaser?
I'm very pleased to get rid of Adam. Intelligent player, good player, and has a knowledge about Candy Crush that I simply do not have.
OK, the match for real may start after the break when Jack is up. He has said go high. Is that what he said?
We'll see.
We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Next to face the chaser, it is Jack. Welcome to the show, Jack.
Cheers, Brad.
From Rochdale.
Yep.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a project management assistant, work in the rail industry.
And is that what you trained to do? Or
no, actually, did a law degree at university.
Wow.
Yeah. Transferable skills, you say.
But what didn't you fancy about the law degree? Just too much?
Well, you'll end up like Sean Wallace, wouldn't you? No one wants that.
Fair play to you. What do you get up to in your spare time?
I'm a qualified football referee.
Yeah,
referee local men's games.
Are they respectful to you or not?
Oh, no, they don't hold back. If they want to tell you something, they'll let you know, sure.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, OK. What's one of the most notorious teams?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that. Couldn't tell you that. They'll be waiting outside for me afterwards.
OK, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Moving out of mum and dad's house would probably be on the list, but proper answer would be...
I say something, Jack? You've just let the cat out of the bag there. You should have made something up, because all the football clubs watching now, mate, know you live with your mum and dad. You're in big trouble. You're going to get that. You want to move out of your mum and dad's place?
Yeah.
Let's get you a deposit. Shall we do that?
Let's do it.
Good luck, mate. Your time starts now. What 2 days of the week start with the letter T?
Tuesday and Thursday.
Correct. In Sue Townsend's number 10, Edward Clare is based on which Labour Prime Minister?
Tony Blair.
Correct. Which British musician's residency show in Vegas is called The Million Dollar Piano?
Pass.
Elton John. In the original title of the TV series, what three words follow Scooby-Doo?
Where are you?
Correct. What US company is the world's largest subscription streaming video service?
YouTube.
Netflix. Essie Davis played the wife of which artist in the film Girl with a Pearl Earring?
Pass.
Vermeer. What part of an egg is also known as the vitellus?
Yolk.
Correct. America's first manned space program was named after what Roman god?
Zeus.
Mercury. What Shakespeare play begins with the line, "Now is the winter of our discontent"?
Julius Caesar.
Richard III. What coin is worth 10% of a £5 note?
A 50p.
Correct. What Premier League football club's home ground is at Trinity... Trinity Road, Birmingham.
Oh, I've gone blank. Birmingham City?
No, we're out of time anyway. It's Aston Villa. Yeah. Not bad, though, mate. £5,000. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Paul.
Right now, your mum and dad are desperate for me to have a bad run of form and you to get back. But I cannot allow that to happen, because you have the sort of knowledge base that will complement Hillary perfectly.
Absolutely. Let's put some money on the table. Here we go, three steps ahead of the Cineman and £5,000. If you wish to take a step close to home, Chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
But he will also, therefore, give you a top offer of...
Are you the young man who urged Hillary and Adam to go high? Yes, I think you are. Well, here's your chance. £43,000.
Have a chat with your team. Eileen.
Do what you think is right. I mean, stay safe. We do need you back, Jack, but £43,000.
Hillary.
We need your knowledge back here. Go for the five.
Oh, girls are being cautious. £43,000. Oh, he's rubbing his hands as a cinnamon. He thinks he's got you. What do you want to do?
No, my dad would kill me if I go top. Oh, I've got him there on my little shoulder. No, I'm going to have to tip the five.
Are you?
Yeah, strength in numbers. Let's go for the five.
OK, five it is. Five, thank you very much. Jack, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here's your question. What famous Italian surname comes from a word for metal worker? A, Ferrari. B, Coppola. C, Versace. Need an answer, Jack. You've put Ferrari.
Ferrari, cars, metal. Made out of metal, aren't they?
Correct answer is... it's Ferrari. Well played. Chaser has put... yeah, it goes right with Ferrari, comes onto the table, still three behind and four from home. All right, here's your next question. Come on, Jack. There's a party going on right here is a line from which Cool and the Gang hit. A, Celebration. B, Get Down on It. C, Cherish. You've put Celebration.
Party going on right here, Celebration, to last throughout the years.
There's a party going on right here, that's get down on it. You sure?
Cherish the love.
There's a party going on right here, cherish the... see? All work, they all work. You put Celebration. Correct answer is... well played, Celebration's right. Step closer home, Chase has put... goes right also with Celebration.
Do you know what I like, Jack? That's the second entertainment question he's been asked, along with the Scooby-Doo one, where he could have said, before my time, and he hasn't, he's just got it right.
Absolutely, good. Here's the next question. Which Archbishop of Canterbury christened Prince William? A, Donald Coggan. B, George Carey. C, Robert Runcie. You have put... Robert Ransey.
Total punt. Not a Scooby.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step close though, Robert Ransey. Chaser has put. Goes also right. Sticks with us for two from home. Here's your next question. In a 1966 film western, which title character did Eli Wallach play? A, the good. B, the bad. C, the ugly. All right, now, you know the film?
A bit before my time, not bad.
Lad, legend.
Brilliant, well played, Jack, well played. All right, good. You have put the bad. Correct answer is? It's the ugly. Bad luck, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with the ugly, moves to within 2 or 2 from home. Here's your next question. Which literary character says the line, I am Heathcliff? A, Jane Eyre. B, Elizabeth Bennet. C, Catherine Earnshaw. You've put Jane Eyre.
I have.
I don't know any of this stuff. Correct answer is... Catherine Earnshaw's the right answer. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... Yeah, it goes right with Catherine Earnshaw. Shuts us down to one behind with two from home. Good job we didn't go for the 43 grand. We'd be out.
Catherine Earnshaw is the heroine, if you can describe it as such, of Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte.
Thank you. Here you go. Here's your question. What tax was introduced as a temporary measure at the end of the 18th century? A, corporation tax. B, income tax. C, inheritance tax. You've put corporation tax.
Yeah. Starting to think it might be income tax. Now, I may have gone for the wrong one.
You've put corporation tax. This has to be right to stay in the game, because I believe that the chaser will know this. Correct answer is... Come on, Jack, let's get lucky. Income tax it is. That's the one you did think.
Yeah.
It's staying where you are. Bad luck. Chaser has put... Got to be wrong. Yeah, it goes with income tax. Bad luck, Jeff and Dwayne. Bad luck, mate. That's the way it goes. Chaser?
All I can really say, I can pay him no higher compliment than I'm very, very glad to get rid of him.
I bet. Jack, I'm sorry to say you have been caught and for you the chase is over.
Thank
Cheers,
you.
Jack. Good luck, mate. So there we are, only Hillary through to the final chase. And there's £7,000 in the prize fund. Eileen is up after the break. Will she add to that £7,000 or take away? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it's Eileen. Welcome to the show, Eileen. Looking forward to it?
I am, Brod, yeah.
Yeah, good. All right, now, where are you from?
I'm from Middlesbrough originally, but I live just on the border with North Yorkshire.
OK, and you're now retired, is that correct?
Yes, yeah.
And what was it that you did?
I was a senior nurse.
OK, and what do you get up to now, then?
I'm a bit bored, to be honest, Brod.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a job, I think.
Are you? How long have you been retired?
I've only been retired for a couple of years, but all my friends are still working full-time, so...
Enough's enough.
Yeah,
it just shows, yeah, doesn't it? Like, it does. Some people take to it and some people don't.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, all right, good. Well, if you won some money today, Eileen, what would you do with it?
I'd replace my banger. I've got an old Fiat Punto.
All right, let's see if we can get you a new car, shall we?
Lovely.
Eileen, good luck, my dear. I wish you well. Your time starts now. They all ran after the farmer's wife is a line from what nursery rhyme?
Pass.
Three blind mice. The name of the US state of Illinois ends with what letter?
S.
Correct. An unearthly child was the first story in what science fiction TV series?
Star Trek.
Doctor Who. Which famous footballer was born in Brazil in October 1940?
Pelé.
Correct. Dreams That Glitter was the 2008 autobiography of what girl band?
Girls Aloud.
Correct. Under which Prime Minister was the national curriculum introduced?
Thatcher.
Correct. The visible surface of what astronomical object is known as the photosphere?
The Earth.
Sun. The two main classes of nucleic acid are RNA and what?
DNA.
Correct. The buff-coloured stoneware known as caneware was created by which potter?
Pass.
Josiah Wedgwood. Toby Sedgwick was in charge of horse choreography for what National Theatre play?
War Horse.
Correct. Traditionally, what piece... No time to get there for you, Eileen. Great answer with War Horse, by the way. Brilliant. £6,000.
Oh, that's all right.
Very good. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Time to face the chase.
OK.
Hello, Eileen.
Hello, Paul.
I'll be honest, I got you wrong. When you got that three blind mice question wrong, I thought I was in. But that was good. That was impressive. I think there'll be a decent team if she gets back.
Yep, let's put some money on the table. £6,000 it is. Now, if you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
A couple of rather contrasting offers coming up, Eileen. -£1,000.
OK, thank you. However, if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser and take him on, Chaser will offer you...
I don't know what you may have dreamt you'd receive at this point, but I bet it was lower than this. £63,000.
Brilliant, thank you very much indeed. Have a chat with Hillary. £63,000, taking up to £70,000, of course.
I really need you back here, Eileen. The 63 would be lovely, but, you know, take the six, come back here to me.
Right, thank you very much, Hillary. -1 takes us down to six, giving us three each. Six takes us up to 13, giving us £6,500 each. 63 takes us up to £70,000, giving us £35,000 each. What's your choice?
I think I'm going to go for the six, Bradley.
Going for the six, that's fine. Six it is. Thanks, Chaser.
No criticism from me. And you know what? If you'd taken the -1, I don't think you'd have got any criticism from me either. I think there's a logic to all three of those offers.
Absolutely. All right, ready, Eileen?
I am.
Good luck. Eileen, for £6,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. By volume, which of these gases is more abundant in the Earth's atmosphere? A, helium, B, krypton, or C, xenon? Nice early press, well played. You've put helium.
It's a guess, but I think it's an educated guess. I was actually looking for nitrogen.
Really? Correct answer is... Well played. Helium's right. Step closer home. Chaser has put. Very good. Goes with krypton. That's good for us. He misses out. Game opens up with four ahead. Here's your next question. In the RAF, what appears on the rank badge of a leading aircraftman? A, a cockpit. B, a propeller. C, a windsock. Need an answer? OK, you have put. Propeller. Yeah.
I think so,
that's correct answer is... Propeller's right. Step close to home. Well played. Chaser's put. Yeah, it goes also with propeller. You're three from home. Chaser's still four behind. Well played. Here's your next question. The Banda Sea is surrounded by the islands of what country? A, Japan. B, Canada. C, Indonesia. You've put... Indonesia. Now, you were very confident with that press. Yeah. Do you know this?
Yeah, I think so. I was thinking of Banda Aceh, which is a place in Indonesia.
All right, good for you. Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Indonesia's right. Chaser has put. Goes also with Indonesia. Nice bit of knowledge.
Very nice.
Here's your next
question. Very annoying.
Yeah, very annoying. Here's your next question. Which animal appears in the title of four novels by John Updike? A, a fox. B, wolf. C, rabbit. You've put... wolf.
Not a clue. I've heard of John Updike, but I have no idea.
Correct answer is... It's rabbit. You're staying where you are.
Rare rabbit.
Chaser has put... He'll tell you. Goes right with rabbit, moves back to within three with two from home. John Updike is famous for?
Well, he's famous for The Witches of Eastwick as much as anything else, so he wouldn't have written Br'er Rabbit. This is the Rabbit Tetralogy, four novels containing his anti-hero Harry Angstrom, whose nickname is Rabbit.
Thank you. Right, here we go. Here's your next question. Which sportsman released his classic blue fragrance in 2014? A, David Beckham. B, Ian Botham. C, Jeff Boycott. You've put David Beckham. Got to be, isn't it?
Well, I'm not that into celebrity culture, but I
got
think
to
it's
be.
Right, yeah.
Correct answer is... Beckham is correct. Well played. Step close to home. Chase has put. Goes also right with David Beckham.
There's something about the other two answers that made me think it was probably David Beckham.
All right, here's the next question. What would you be making if you rotated a gob on the end of your nose while blowing? A, glass, B, horseshoes, or C, candles? Got to be.
It's got to be.
You've put glass. If glass is right, you're through with £6,000. Good luck. Any regrets not going for 63?
None.
None?
No.
Correct answer is to go through with £6,000. Well played. Glass it is. Very well played indeed. Chaser?
Hillary, Eileen, I make myself favourite. But only just. Ah. I think you are a good team and you're in with a decent shout here. Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed. Eileen, you're through alongside Hillary. Well done, and we have £13,000.
Nice.
Well done indeed. Congratulations. Eileen and Hillary have made it through to the final chase. There's a total prize of under £13,000. That is £6,500 each. Are they going home with that? Well, they will have to outrun the chaser one more time. Can the girls do it? I hope so. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Eileen and Hillary have made it through to the final chase and there's £13,000 in the prize fund. Of course, that is £6,500 each. During the break, the girls had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and they have selected set...
A.
Set A. Of course, then the Cinnamon gets set B. Two of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a two-step head start on our chaser, and there it is. Are you ready, girls?
Yes. Yes.
I wish you luck. Your time starts... Now, what part of a snail mainly consists of calcium carbonate?
Hillary.
Shell.
Correct. In the Bible, how many men were aboard Noah's Ark?
Eileen.
Three.
Four. Fakenham Racecourse is near what royal estate?
Eileen.
Ascot.
Sandringham. Don Julio is a brand of what alcoholic spirit?
Eileen.
Sherry.
Tequila. What Roald Dahl story features an enormous fruit?
Eileen.
James and the Giant Peach.
Correct. Hans Christian Andersen called what city the Paris of Spain?
Eileen.
Madrid.
Barcelona. What was the first leap year of the 90s?
Eileen.
1992. In Greek myth, who was the father of Cronus?
Eileen.
Apollo.
Uranus. Super Trooper is a song in what stage and film musical?
Hillary.
Mamma Mia.
Correct. The blue-faced Leicester is a breed of what farm animal?
Hillary.
Sheep.
Correct. Which Booker Prize winner wrote The Moor's Last Sigh?
Hillary.
Hilary Mantel.
Salman Rushdie. Which actor is the subject of Four Marlins by Andy Warhol?
Eileen.
Pass.
Marlon Brando. How many times was Winston Churchill Prime Minister?
Hillary.
Twice.
Correct. CAM FM is the radio station of what university?
Hillary.
Cambridge.
Correct. Who wrote the 17th century work The Mask of Blackness?
Eileen.
Pass.
Ben Johnson. The HKPF is the police force of what Chinese city?
Eileen.
Correct. Return to South Fork was a 2004 reunion of what TV show?
Dallas.
Correct. Calcitriol is a hormone produced by what organ of the body?
Kidney.
Correct. What is Norway's most populous city?
Hillary.
Oslo.
Correct. What TV show was a successor to Gardening Club?
Hillary.
Pass.
Gardener's World. Next to a football match scoreline, what does HT stand for?
Hillary.
Halftime.
Correct. What big cat is the logo for the financial group ING?
Lion.
Correct. In what year did Prince Charles marry Camilla Parker Bowles? That would have been 2005. OK, 14 steps. Need a couple of pushbacks, I think.
Yeah.
It's time to bring back the chaser.
You know what? That's a good score. I'll say more on the matter when I've had my go and we'll see whether it was good enough.
Remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then the girls get it right. They push him back one step. And at 14, that could be the difference between winning and losing. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. What lowercase letter is the symbol for the British penny?
P.
Correct. What TV drama series was based around the Mermaid Boatyard?
Howard's Way.
Correct. A Taste of the Sun is a cookbook by which Italian TV chef?
Carluccio.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
What's the name of the guy that's on?
That's on this morning.
Gino DiCampo.
It's wrong. Oh. It's just Gino DiCampo. Oh. Bad luck. 12 to catch the team. 144 remaining. Good luck. Your time starts again now. Which of the Scilly Isles is famous for its subtropical Abbey Garden?
Sedans.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
We're both northerners, aren't we? And the only Scilly Isle I know is Sark.
Shall we go for that, then? We'll go for Sark.
OK, then, yeah.
You're saying?
Sark.
Sark is wrong. It is Tresco. Sark is part of the Channel Islands as well.
Yeah.
Here we go. Your time starts again now. What colour is the serpent on the Alfa Romeo logo?
Red.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
You know, I think it's gold. Because isn't there... The serpent comes down like this, doesn't it? And there's red and green. There's the colours of the Italian flag.
It could be green, it could be gold.
Right.
Gold.
I'll give you that. The serpent is actually green, but the outline of the serpent is indeed gold. Well played. Okay, here we go. We push the chaser back. 13 now required to catch the team. 1 minute, 34 seconds remaining. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Dextral refers to what side of the body?
The right.
Correct. Je m'appelle means my name is in what language?
French.
Correct. How many minutes in one quarter of a netball match?
15.
Correct. In the Bible, who said, I will make you fishers of men?
Jesus.
Correct. Who is the only Prime Minister to serve four terms?
William Gladstone.
Correct. The River Irwell empties into what other river?
The Mersey.
Correct. Toad's last little song is a poem from which Kenneth Graham book?
Wind in the Willows.
Correct. A hectare is divided into how many heirs?
Six.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
I think it's five. Heck. Heptathlon.
Heck. Would that not be seven?
Heck. Heptathlon. How many?
Seven.
Need an answer, girls?
Go for seven. Yeah. Seven.
Is wrong. Correct answers? No, it's 100.
100?
It's 100. There we are. Six to catch the girls. 54 seconds remaining. Here we go. Thank you, girls. Your time starts again. Now, President George Bush Sr. flew 58 missions in what war?
Second World War.
Correct. Ben Cross played which runner in the film Chariots of Fire?
Harold Abraham.
Correct. Joseph Bonaparte was the eldest brother of which French ruler?
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Correct. A major New Zealand city and a Dorset town share what name?
Wellington.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Christchurch.
Need this?
Yeah. Christchurch.
It's correct. We push the chaser backs. Four now required. Well played. 37 seconds remaining. Four to catch. Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, which Bradford-born artist declined a knighthood in 1990?
David Hockney.
Correct. I Can Be is a line of Mattel toys featuring what doll?
Barbie.
Correct. CBBC presenter Hacker is a puppet form of what animal?
A cow.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
No idea.
It's a dog.
Oh, go for it. He's a dog.
Correct. We push the chaser back. It's three required. 21 seconds remaining. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Which global pop star was nicknamed MJ?
Michael Jackson.
Correct. What is the maximum a darts player can score with two darts?
120.
Correct. What city became the capital of Japan in 794?
Kyoto.
Correct. Oh. Girls, let me tell you, beaten with 9 seconds remaining, six opportunities to push back, three executed. We only needed one more.
Oh, no.
You've been two really, really, really good players. Have you enjoyed the day?
Oh, yeah, it's
loved
been
it.
Great.
Absolutely loved it.
Unfortunately, right now, I have to take away the £13,000 and tell you that Eileen and Hillary, you have been caught. A view of the chase is over. Chaser, got a bit sticky there.
I don't feel that I made any mistakes other than Wellington and Christchurch. Wellington's in Somerset, not Dorset.
I thought it was a great match, though, I have to say. However, he takes them out with 9 seconds remaining and they go home empty-handed. That begs the question, of course, could you beat the chaser? Well, then please come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.